age brings is a realization that regardless of how well we may plan and even prepare for the future always brings with it unexpected surprises. We may think we know what tomorrow will bring, but tomorrow may just have something different in mind. Sometimes it may turn out to be for the better. And then again, sometimes it may seem to be for the worse. When we were, and to some are, young, dreams and plans for the future are seen as infallible. Nothing can stop them from becoming a reality. That's the innocence, and some would say naivete, of being young. Usually, all too quickly, the lesson is learned that even though the future may seem predictable, this is not always the case. Tomorrow's realities can be devastating if not taken with the understanding and faith that although the reality is not welcomed, it may just be the challenge which will bring new beginnings and great rewards. I can attest to that. My life has had its share of such tomorrows, which brought unwelcome realities. And I know that everyone here can identify with this in one way or another. But we also can identify with the reality that for the most part, these times did not destroy us, but perhaps led us to experience a new life full of new challenges and rewards. I remember some years ago a story about a young 27-year-old woman who was about to be married. During the celebration at her bachelorette party, one of the bridesmen playfully pushed her into the shallow pool, whereupon she broke a vertebrae in her neck, leaving her without any feeling below her collarbone and never to be able to walk again. A tragedy. What will the future bring? Her husband-to-be stayed by her side throughout her hospitalization and rehabilitation. The marriage went on just a couple of weeks later, during which she was married in a wheelchair. After a honeymoon, Rachel and Chris Chapman were interviewed on the Today Show. That interview was testimony to the fact that even though their tomorrow seemed dimmed by the terrible accident, they managed to accept the reality and continue on with their lives. And Rachel said this comment during that interview. We've been through the hardest times, and I think we can make it for sure. Throughout the interview, there was the most uplifting, positive joy radiating out of their presence, even though this tragedy had struck them. During the interview, they were asked what got them through this horrible time. And she reflected both of their sentiments when she said, "You know, I think we both fed off of each other. Life's changing moments can produce miracles, which we never expect to happen. Sometimes these miracles may be dramatic and sudden, while at other times they may seem to take time and space in order to realize them. Many would deny them since they choose to be blind to those changes in life which come about totally unexpected and without explanation. But this young couple went on and they found a miracle. A miracle that they shared together. A miracle of their marriage. Now, miracles to the disciples were not new for them. For they saw Jesus perform miracles of healing upon many people. They, in fact, just experienced being a vital part of the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000. What bigger miracle was it than that? But now they were seemingly on their own since Jesus compelled them to leave him alone and sail to the other side of the Sea of Galilee. It became a nightmare for those disciples as they ventured across the sea that night. After sailing for several hours, they had only gotten to the middle of that body of water since they were battered with the wind and the waves, which had a habit of occurring on that body of water. Land seemed to be only a dream for them at this point. They saw their lives as in danger and peril. They were having one of those tomorrows which they would rather have never experienced. As the night wore on, their boat was battered and their lives threatened. But early in the morning, after needed time alone to pray in the deserted mountain, Jesus saw his disciples were in distress. So he came to them, as Matthew describes. And early in the morning, he came to them walking towards them on the sea. The disciples then became even more frightened, since they thought they were seeing a ghost. Was the ghost to lead them to their demise? Things for them seemed to be going from bad to worse. A ghost. And suddenly, they didn't ask for such a tomorrow. And they certainly did not ask for that tomorrow. It is a ghost! And they cried out in fear. But what they were actually experiencing was another miracle which they hadn't expected. Jesus had come to save them. Take heart. It is I. Do not be afraid. Jesus' miracle was that he entered their lives at a time of peril. With that, a miracle in their lives was unfolding. Jesus had not left them in the perils of the sea. He did not abandon them. But Peter was still doubtful about such a miracle. After all, Jesus was not in a boat, nor was he swimming. But he seemingly was walking on the sea. Peter needed further proof that it was indeed Jesus and not a ghost. Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. And Jesus gave him the proof which was needed. For when Jesus said, come, Peter stepped out of the boat and onto the water and went towards Jesus. But the miracle would quickly fade. When he was confronted with a strong wind, his human instincts took over and became frightened and began to sink into the water. Lord, save me! With this plea, Jesus reached out and pulled him from danger and then told Peter, "You of little faith, why did you doubt? You of little faith, why did you doubt?" Then when they got into the boat, the wind, which held them in the midst of the sea, immediately ceased. Even after all the miracles these men had experienced, this one brought them to the realization that this Jesus was far more than they thought. And those on the boat worshiped him, saying, "Truly, truly, you are the Son of God." You know, miracles do happen in the midst of unwanted events and circumstances, which we may be facing or may unexpectedly be a part of tomorrow. The challenge is to not only recognize, but to have the faith to accept them as life-changing realities in our lives. This may not be an easy thing to do. Just like Peter, our human instincts and shortcomings can easily enter, leaving us stuck in unwanted circumstances. The faith which is needed begins with the acknowledgement that God has not abandoned us, as Jesus did not abandon the disciples on that tumultuous sea of water. His presence is always with us. Always with us. No matter how dire the circumstance may be. His presence may not be as dramatic as was experienced by the disciples, and it may take faith to realize it, but it is real and it is there. The miracle may come through the helping hand or the words of a friend, of a relative, an acquaintance, or even a stranger. Rachel on that Today Show interview put it this way, I think we both fed off each other. There was the miracle. God was working between them, and his presence was alive. You know, as I said last week, we are God's instruments who may be called upon to help bring into realities the miracles of his will. Miracles do happen. I know about those miracles. And I know some in this congregation know about those miracles. I know I probably have related this story a couple of times to you previously. But it's so fitting here. Immediately after my bypass surgery 20 years ago, when I was lying in the hospital bed with doctors and nurses hovering around me because my pulse had become undetectable, on that late Saturday night, they were preparing me for emergency surgery. I knew that this was a desperate situation, and I was at the doorstep of death. But it was then I knew that I was a recipient of God's hand, which would become a miracle in my life. God's miracle was instilled in me by a very scared and frightened young student nurse. who held my hand and kept giving me words of encouragement and hope. You see, she had become God's instrument, my angel, which instilled in me the calm and peace which I needed at that time. You know, believe me, God does not abandon us, even through the worst of times. The miracles that he performs, or that he wills during these times, may not seem to be that which we seek. But through faith, we must recognize and accept the reality of the miracle. This is that which brings new life and joy of knowing that no matter what tomorrow brings, his hand is there to reach out and hold us from sinking to the abyss of despair and hopelessness. This reality comes when we have the faith to accept his will and the miracles which he extends to us. During our tumultuous times in the world and nation today, we must remain vigilant. Vigilant in our faith in whatever way possible to be God's helping hand, to be that miracle which overcomes the destruction of our fellow man. We need not sink into the abyss if we extend the miraculous power of God's love to each other. That's where it all begins and ends. To extend that miraculous power of God's love to each other. That's our mission. That's our calling. Then we are a part of the miracle of God's will. Amen.